Last spring, Homeland Security under then-Secretary John Kelly floated the idea of deterring illegal immigration with a new policy: separate parents from their children when they're caught at the border. That idea ended when a California federal judge ruled that detaining children violates the rule that our government cannot detain children in a, quote, jail-like setting. The idea has come back, though, and ICE has signed off on it. The change here is that children would stay with sponsors or in children's shelters, not in detention facilities. To explain more, we're joined by Nick Muroff, national security reporter with The Washington Post. Nick, thanks for a few minutes of your time today.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
So what is the policy now in place on families caught at the border? And does this sound excessively harsh to a lot of opponents?
It definitely sounds excessively harsh. I mean, the thought of parents coming across the border with their children and being forcibly separated from them obviously is very disturbing to many. And in practice, you know, this is occurring on a limited basis, but for the most part, most family units, as the Border Patrol and CBP refers to them, many of them are kept in family detention. There are three family detention facilities around the country, mainly in Texas. And in those places, the idea is that families are generally kept together, and this would change that and separate parents, keep the parents in ICE detention while their kids are turned over to Health and Human Services.
Is the administration saying, or expecting at least, this to be some sort of deterrent? Is that why they're saying they're implementing it?
Well, when CNN asked John Kelly about this back in the spring, he said it was to deter people from coming. I know that there are legal problems around using detention as for the purpose of deterrence. So whether or not DHS acknowledges that's the purpose is another thing. But clearly they're looking at what they consider tough measures to try to send a signal about families who are considering making the journey.
Nick, is there a sense as to why the administration is sort of taking another look at this now?
Yeah, it's the numbers at the border. I mean, November was the highest month so far of the since Trump's inauguration for illegal border crossings. We had a 45% jump in the number of family units and a 26% jump in the number of unaccompanied minors who were taken into custody. So, the numbers are back up again. You know, there was that initial, drop in the first 4 months after Trump took office. And I think that took some of the urgency away from these measures, and it allowed the administration to kind of put them on a back burner. But now they're very much on the front again because the numbers are up.
Is there enough room in shelters for the kids, or are there enough sponsors willing to take the number of kids who are being apprehended?
That's a good question. You know, HHS, Health and Human Services, says that in more than half the cases, the sponsors are actually are a parent. You know, the children who come across are often sent for by their parents. And so in more than half those cases, it's the parent who's already here. And in most cases, or in many cases, they're here illegally. Now, one of the other tough measures that DHS is considering would be to take information that they get from Health and Human Services about those parents and use it for enforcement purposes. So they right now, HHS doesn't share that information with ICE about the immigration status of those parents, but that could change, and that ICE could potentially use that information to target parents who send for their kids.
And Nick, finally, what can be done about this at this point? With opponents in this case, can ICE be stopped? Can there be temporary injunctions for this sort of thing?
I'm sure there will be legal challenges. At this point, you know, they haven't signed off on any of this. My understanding is that what I'm told is that DHS is moving forward on kind of a series of measures. This family separation one is definitely in the mix and is favored by a lot of people. So it's not going to surprise me if they go forward with it. But I think we can expect all manner of legal challenges.
Nick Muroff is national security reporter for The Washington Post. Nick, thanks for your time today.
Anytime. Thank you.